This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning has heated up for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Polling in this phase will be on the 20th and 25th of this month. The last phase of polling will be on 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Maharashtra today. He will address election rallies in Dindori and Kalyan. He will also hold a roadshow in Mumbai this evening. In Odisha, electioneering is heating up for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address a number of poll rallies and roadshows in support of their respective party candidates in the state today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow at Cuttack this evening after addressing public meetings at Sorada under the Aska Lok Sabha seat and both under Kandhamal parliamentary constituency, while Rahul Gandhi will join a bike rally and address an election rally at Bolangir. India's biggest skill competition, designed to demonstrate the highest standards of skilling, is all set to commence in New Delhi today. Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Ministry said the event, India Skills Competition 2024, will witness participation of over 900 students from more than 30 states and union territories. Common University Entrance Test, CUET-UG, scheduled for today, has been postponed for Delhi centres due to unavoidable reasons. In a statement, the National Testing Agency said, the examination will now be held on the 29th of May. The revised admit cards will be issued for candidates appearing in centres across Delhi. It said test papers of chemistry, biology, English and general test, which were earlier scheduled for today, have been postponed for the candidates appearing in centres across Delhi only. The National Testing Agency said the examination scheduled today will be held as per earlier schedule in all the other cities across the country, including Gurugram, Ghaziabad, Faridabad, Noida and abroad. The Enforcement Directorate has informed the Delhi High Court that the Aam Aadmi Party will be made a co-accused in the alleged liquor policy scam. The case has seen three of its key leaders, including Party Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, land behind bars. This will be the first time a political party will be made an accused in the case. The Home Ministry has advised people to be aware of the fraudsters posing as officials of police, Central Bureau of Investigation, Narcotics Department, Reserve Bank of India, Enforcement Directorate and other law enforcement agencies. According to the Ministry, a number of complaints are being reported on National Cybercrime Reporting Portal regarding intimidation, blackmail, extortion and digital arrests by cyber criminals posing as government officials. The government has asked citizens to avoid those fake calls wherein the callers threaten to disconnect their mobile numbers. Department of Telecommunications has issued an advisory urging citizens not to take such fake calls. The department has also issued an advisory about WhatsApp calls from foreign origin mobile numbers impersonating government officials and duping people. It also advised citizens to report such incidents at Cyber Crime Helpline number 1930. US President Joe Biden has imposed heavy tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, batteries, steel, solar cells and aluminium, saying it would ensure that American workers are not held back by unfair trade practices. These include a 100% tariff on electric vehicles, a 50% tariff on semiconductors and a 25% tariff each on electric vehicle batteries from China. In his address to the nation from the Rose Garden of the White House, U.S. President said U.S. can continue to buy any kind of car they want, but it will never allow China to unfairly control the market for these cars. And India's ace table tennis player Manika Batra became the first Indian woman to break into the top 25 of the world women's singles rankings. She rose to her career best ranking of 24 following her success in the Saudi Smash last week. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 19 runs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night. Delhi Capitals scored 208 runs for loss of 4 wickets in 20 overs, while Lucknow Super Giants scored only 189 runs. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings in Guwahati. Punjab has already been eliminated from the playoffs, while Rajasthan, with 16 points in their pocket, will be aiming to secure a spot in the top 4 with a victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.